No, you gotta say hot mic. That's professional.
Not, no, that's not the case.
Courtesy. You hot mic.
It's always assume the mics are off.
Hot mic. Hot
no,
mic.
It's always, if you're in front of a mic, it's.
We have on air. You have an on air light in your garage. You could bring in here.
I do. I'm not fond of that one. I'm gonna. Man, I like this setup. It really sounds good.
It's gonna get better. Yeah.
Promise.
Oh.
Hot, baby. I'm hot.
I'm sorry for this podcast.
Do we have an extra?
My back.
What?
Do you have an extra pair of headphones?
They're right there, honey. They're on your microphone.
They're right on your microphone stand. Okay. You want
I was
me
looking
to?
At, I was looking at this.
I was going to. I was going to get
right
glitter.
There.
I was going to get glitter and let Addie put Jeff on him, but
I'd like that.
Jason, I just want you to be aware that there is a work hazard. That vent is about to fall out of the ceiling.
Oh my God.
Can you see it on your
side?
I
see, yeah, but I see the screw on my end is pretty tight. Well, no, that one's fine.
Oh, yeah.
The other one looks pretty good.
How many times
I got
have
to
I said that?
I got to
the
fix
screw
that too.
On my end is pretty tight.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason got a little taste, which I'm sure he knows already. But when you use Chick's tools, nothing is together. There's never a complete set of anything because when Chick needs something, he just goes and buys another set.
That's really pretty. You think after a while you'd get tired of that
philosophy. Do you know how many?
Nothing.
Tape measures, levels.
Drill driver sets.
Drill driver, like we're talking like DeWalt, like insane.
Well, I did not know that actually until I asked him. Hey, do you have the? I go. Do you have some socket sets? And he goes, yeah, but it's just all together.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. So I did kind of look. Then he found some others, and of course I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take. This studio is a work in progress, and Chick is a 40-year professional of the radio industry, and he likes his little mic arm. And I'm glad that he does because it works out better. So we got him one. Now we're going to replicate that. But I didn't have the proper apparatus.
We had to fabricate something to fix the...
this is just like being with my wife.
We had to. We did, yeah.
We got it done.
Anyway, this is hopefully the last podcast I'll have to do where my back hurts.
Yeah, because some genius... Also, that's something Chick does. He switches. If he doesn't like what a doctor says, he just goes and gets another one.
That's not true.
That's 100%.
That's not true at all.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. If he doesn't like the secretary,
yes, that's,
then he goes and gets a new doctor.
That is an absolute fact.
So he had his dream doctor's appointment on Saturday. It was a Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Yeah, yep. Which blew my mind. He goes, what do you mean you got an appointment at 8 a.m. on a Saturday? Mm-hmm.
This guy, if Jesus Christ came back as a doctor, it would be this guy.
Does it look like him, or do you like him that much? Do you like Jesus? Do you like the doctor?
Would you follow him for 40 days?
That seems excessive. But
hey, you said it, not me.
But he went into the office.
And it was...
There was no secretary.
No secretary, no nurses, no nothing. It was just him.
This is all coming around
in the doctor's office.
So you go in, and he's just like, hey, how's it going? He's just sitting there?
Yeah, no, I sat there, and there... I open the door. You know me, 8:30 appointment. What time do I get there?
7:45.
Okay, 8 a.m., smartass. And then I see...
That's not a bad guess that he
gave. So lights are on, and I go.
No,
well, maybe
you park across the street at another establishment, and then when you see the lights go on, you go over there like a creeper.
I was casing the
so
joint.
So you're here?
Yeah. That really happened?
Yes.
Yes, that really happened.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I get there, and I go over 8 o'clock, and then I sit in the parking lot, or is it sit? I forget. I'm in the parking lot at 8. Mm-hmm. I watch until 8:10. So I go, the lights are on. There must be somebody in there. So I go open the door. Door's unlocked. I go in, sit down. There's no one there but me. All of a sudden, here he comes. Hey, how you doing? Morning. Good morning. Well, I need a copy of your insurance card. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. I don't have to talk to anybody except the doctor. So... 1, 2, 3. But today I had to talk to one of the nurses, and
was it bad?
No. How should I? The medication that I finally got, I had to go pick up the prescription in person because they can't call it in according to the Food and Drug Administration.
It's a controlled substance.
This is a real thing.
Okay.
So I had to go pick up the prescription, and I met everybody then, but everybody was fine, and everybody. treated me with the proper respect and
you know how when someone tries to maybe steal your identity or do something, they put a red flag on your credit. Like, now you have to do, like, I know right. that happened to me one time. And okay, then when I, hold
that's
on,
not
time
true.
Out, hold on, time out. I went to buy a car and I had to sit down and call and answer a lot of questions,
sure, sure.
confirm addresses, all those things, because they had to put a red flag on it because someone had tried to steal it. Do you think, is it possible, maybe, or maybe in the future, that...
I know what you're going to say, and no, huh? I'm backing
if
off
you
my
have,
mic.
If you've had a romance with a prescription medication...
Which I have.
...that they could red flag
sure,
your record
absolutely.
So that you wouldn't be able to get it again. I know
yeah.
if...
Regardless
I know,
of the doctor.
Regardless of the doctor. Right. I know, like, if you're in the same network and you are a psych patient of some kind, they will do that. As long as it remains in the network. Mm.
I have not had the prescription that I got today.
Oh, this is, you know how he is with time. I can't wait to hear how long he's going to say.
The doctor on 52.
Uh huh.
When my, remember my elbow blew up?
Mm mm.
You know, it's,
oh, yeah.
Remember okay. that?
Uh huh.
It was the doctor who's married now.
Right.
And she gave me a prescription for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last prescription I had. Of mm-hmm. that substance.
That's not the last time you've had it, though.
So,
well, she gave him 45 refills. So,
right. So that was the last.
That's not true at all.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you people?
I got here a little late. I feel
Thank
like
you.
I missed something. Is there was there an argument that
no.
the three of us you had
no
no Chick no. had the kids and Addie puked in his car.
Oh,
so
no.
So I think that set the tone.
No, you know what? And I've said this many. Life has a way of giving you things when you're not ready for them and you're not able to appreciate them. And then when you can appreciate them, you get them in little dribs and drabs and everything's amazing. And if I had felt about my kids the way I feel about her kids at this age, I don't know what I would have done. I wouldn't have let them leave the house. I think maybe that's why I felt that way when my kids were your kid. Am I making sense? I enjoy so much the time I get to spend with Morty and Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Even when Audrey throws up in the back seat of the car,
mm-hmm.
I can plainly remember if Ellie would have thrown up in the back seat of the car, I would have lost my fucking mind. Mm-hmm. What the hell are you doing? I could just see myself doing that.
But were you the kind of dad that when he lost his mind, he got loud, or did you get quiet like
oh,
you do
I
when
got
you lose
quiet. Yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Jesus Christ. You know, and mm-hmm. the kids, you know, what can they do?
Mm-hmm.
And today I just pulled off the road.
They probably would have been scared to death.
Oh, you know, and they, you know, and you don't have to say anything when your kids are, you know, you're that upset with your kids. They know.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I did that
yeah.
countless times, and I'm glad two out of three of them speak to. I'm lucky that two out of three speak to me.
Yeah.
It was just, but today was. I told you, it's like no, God, that was. I don't want to say it's great that she vomited because she was sick, but it was great on my end that she vomited because I got to clean her up and I washed her clothes and I had a T-shirt she wore. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "I don't have any pants," and I go, "Well, you're wearing a dress," and she goes, "Oh, okay." And I made her some toast, and I mean, it's just a whole nother. Why is life that way?
I did hear this.
Hmm.
This is all I heard. Two words. More butter?
Yeah, for Addie, it's always
she
more
likes,
butter.
She's like Chicky. She likes her butter.
She needs the melted butter, and then you're going to have to go ahead and put a solid slab of butter on top of the melted butter.
Well, what happened was I put butter on her toast, and I kind of tore her toast up.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mom smacking me with the knife and say, "You don't spread the butter on the... You don't spread the butter on the toast. You spread the butter." And so...
Oh, we'll let you move the pat around.
Right.
Oh.
You don't touch the bread. So
you, yeah, because then you get crumbs in the butter dish.
So then That's right. That's what she used to say.
Mm-hmm.
So then I put the rest of the butter in the microwave for like 5 seconds, and I brought it out, and I was gonna have a piece of toast. It looked good. So Addie goes... I want more butter. That's what she said. I want more butter.
I didn't hear that part, and I just heard him with the question mark.
More,
more butter?
More butter.
But then Morty goes, I'll have some toast. You know, Morty's started football. He's working out. And I go, what do you want on it? He goes, yeah, I'll have it dry.
He did. Yes. He had dry toast.
Dry toast. Couldn't have dry toast. It's
very Patrick Warburton of him.
He thinks he's something.
Dry toast.
He might be. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
He started his sit-ins today. What are we calling this? He was with
sit-ins.
You.
His OTAs?
Yeah. No.
Oh, he went to work with me this morning.
Oh, yeah.
It was very exciting. Yeah.
Here's my, what I thought happened, because I know where the guest host lives today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I'm like, okay. Did you bring him in?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is kind of strange.
Yeah.
But I felt bad because he got up on his own. And then he got a little tied up in what his hair was going to look like. And I was like, Max, almost everybody's probably going to have a hat on. I was like, don't.
Yeah, there's no girls.
No, there's no.
Girls.
No, not for, no. He's
there's.
He's got a boo.
There's a woman.
There's a woman. That's for sure. Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Off the Air podcast, or a podcast to be named later. We're not sure. Can I say something about no, I can't look. I'm not supposed to look toward the future during the introduction, right?
Yeah, is that a Buddha saying?
I think so.
Don't you live in the now in the intro?
Live in the now, baby.
Yeah.
Where are you now?
I'm in the front room studio. Let's stay to Bob Schneider.
I looked to see if there were any other front room studios out there.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one in Australia.
Aww.
There's another one in England. And those were the first two I saw. They look like pretty nice, legit places, though.
Well, this is a nice, legit place. Other than the color scheme on the walls, I'm not particularly
like
fond of
that.
I doubt there's any in the 317, though.
They need an American branch. They have Australia, the UK. They need to come over here.
I didn't look beyond those two, because those two kind of consumed me.
All right.
There's a bar downtown called the Living Room.
Living Room Lounge?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I had to go watch someone at the Living Room Lounge. Am I remembering this right? Or was that in Chicago?
I bet you're not.
No, I had to endure his, what the hell ever it was. He was at an album release. It was just him and a light bulb and his guitar. And I just wanted to, as Jimmy Pardo would say, break a beer bottle off and stab at my neck to get out of there.
You had to watch somebody?
Yeah.
A local friend or someone who might have been on the show in the morning?
It was a friend of one of the administrations.
Oh, okay.
And they insisted I go. And
did he play Wonderwall?
I think he might have played played a version of it, yeah.
I still don't know who it is. Would I know who
you
it is?
You would know who it is, yeah, if I told you, yeah.
I would?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
You can't guess.
Oh. Write it down. I like to write stuff down.
All right. I could text it to you. You want me to text it to you?
Well, I think it's funner when you write it down.
Here. You guys got to get this board called white app.
What's that?
Sorry. Whiteboard. We did this last week. Here, just write it.
Why ain't there an app called Blackboard?
My gosh. Why are you trying to keep the blackboard down?
I prefer the green board if we're going to choose
one. No, that's true. That's the true.
I prefer the green.
Yeah.
That makes me feel... Oh, that makes me feel like, I don't know. I take that back. Now, they had green boards in the basement at Sunday school, and I still hate that place.
Yeah, he thought he was a guitar player.
Never. What?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that either.
And that's former anyway, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Captain Creeper.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, well, they were both out of their fucking minds.
Okay.
Did you hear Roger Goodell died?
I heard
God.
The NFL saying that somebody hacked their Twitter account, and one of the first things
the official NFL Twitter account.
Yeah, that's what they're.
This is great.
And the first thing, condolences to the Goodell family on the passing of Roger.
My God!
None of it was true.
You think it's the same people that hacked Facebook? The Facebook Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, maybe.
Didn't they hack all of his stuff? Like
yeah,
LinkedIn
they got everything, and they said he wasn't real creative.
He wrote Airplane, right? Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
His
it's like getting Bill Gates' Microsoft email or something, you know?
His password was da, 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 I believe.
Oh.
Zuckerberg's password. D-A-D-A-D-A.
That's how they, oh, that's how they fucking, oh, geez.
Huh.
Wow. That's no good.
Jeff, you saw, you, did you see the guy who took the picture with Goodell
the other day? Yeah, gave him the middle finger? Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll find it for you.
Of course.
NFL, NFL Twitter account still being hacked. Oh, wait a minute.
It's still being hacked?
Okay, okay. You amateur detectives win. Good job. Oi, I said Roger Goodell has died. Don't delete that tweet. And I mean, obviously, once it goes out, I mean, NFL's, this is from Adam Schefter, NFL's Twitter, 2 hours ago, NFL's Twitter account was hacked. Roger Goodell is working away. CNN, NFL says his Twitter account was hacked and that Roger Goodell is alive. And well, we were, here's the tweet that the NFL Twitter account tweeted. We regret to inform our fans that our commissioner, Roger Goodell, has passed away. He was 57, hashtag RIP. Jesus. I mean, it's...
But unfortunately, do you know how many people would be okay with that and not affected?
Yeah.
I think our good friend Matt Thompson said one time, if he got hit by a bus, it would not affect my day.
Yeah.
He wasn't
talking
about Roger Goodell, but...
Right. But that's the thing. I'm sure there's stuff below it probably saying... Great, finally. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the picture the guy took, I think just a day or two ago. He got a picture with him at like a charity event.
Oh my gosh.
Chick, do you want to describe that?
That's great.
Oh, that, what a jacket.
Yeah,
see,
what an
asshole.
What kind of fan?
Okay, there's Patriots fan. It's the typical, it's Roger Goodell in a casual shirt. The other guy's in a casual shirt, and there are balloons in the background. It's obviously a festive occasion. And the one guy, the fan, has his hand on Roger's shoulder.
Oh, they're tight.
Smiling there. But just out of Roger's eye line, he's holding in front of his chest. The guy's right arm is around Roger's shoulder, and his left hand is right up against his chest, flipping the
obviously giving him the bird.
Obviously giving Goodell the bird, and that's the funniest.
Goodell
thing.
Is oblivious.
And Goodell's hit the middle finger's out of his eyesight. Just, he can't see.
My
it.
Favorite thing about this picture, and this is something you would see out of it. Do you see anything humorous about the placement of things?
I like the balloons coming out of his head.
Coming out of his head.
I don't like his shirt's too tight.
Who's
he's got
good,
the pull?
Goodell?
He's
got
the
Goodell's
pull.
Got the pull.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's ripped. He's huge.
Yeah, he's huge.
He's what are you, 48? I can't wear this anymore.
Oh god. Yeah,
how many buttons does he have unbuttoned in that?
Just one. He could have one more properly.
Is there a rule?
If you have three unbuttoned, you're trying to bone.
You're trying to unbutton.
Yeah.
So the top one is if you have a tie on.
Right.
Okay. You unbutton. That's fine. You can go one more. That's two. You're good. A third one.
You're out there looking.
You're trying to bone.
Yeah.
Or you got a gold chain and you're showing it off.
Or you're Italian and you're trying to.
Okay. Well, easy.
Italian.
My dad rocked that look for a long time. He had three gold chains.
Three.
Yeah, a small one, medium, large, and then all the way. And he's always had like a big. He has a lot of chest hair.
What was hanging from the chains? Anything?
No, they were just like the thick ones.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
The thick, yeah, just a flat thick.
What happened to all that gold and all those gold chains? You just never see them anymore, do you?
No,
or are we just not in those circles, I guess?
I don't know. I'm guessing my dad had enough to pay for my first year at college with all the gold he had. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he wore it well. He had the mullet and the black denim. Do you remember the gray black denim look? I'm going to have to find a picture so we can share this.
Was your dad Kenny Powers?
No, he does love Kenny Powers. He just sent me a text about Kenny Powers.
That's what I'm seeing in my head right now.
No, but my dad was very, my dad's very much a gentleman. So maybe the look, but he was very much a gentleman.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't like that. But yeah, my dad changed with like, I feel like he and John Travolta until recently were on a path. Like
parallel paths?
Yeah, my dad did, you know, when Urban Cowboy came out, my dad had the big truck and the boots and the white cowboy hat. And then was it what was after that? The dance, the disco thing. What was that?
Oh, Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
No, Saturday Night Fever was first, then Urban Cowboy.
Okay, well, I think my dad was too young for Saturday Night Fever, so it was Urban Cowboy, and then just kind of from there, I guess. I don't know.
No, your dad is, I would call him a real sweet, smart, but direct guy. You know what you're getting.
If you're a stranger.
But yeah. He's very sweet.
Sure.
That's how
to you, to people that don't, I get that. And I'm not saying that my dad's not sweet, but sweet is not a word that I would use to describe my father by any means. From my perspective. But for other people, my dad's very good at winning people over. It's my brother, my dad, and I have talked about this. It's we are very, very good at whatever we need to say and however we need to behave to be that, so that the people around us are comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because if the people around us are uncomfortable, then we get very uncomfortable. And it's just, I mean, I think
makes
that,
sense.
I mean, a lot of people do it, I'm sure. But we, like, if there was a PhD in it, I'm pretty sure we would.
You'd have a wall full of degrees.
It would, but it sounds like
manipulation.
We're very good at manipulating people, but it's not necessarily. I mean, I guess it is to our benefit because we don't want to feel uncomfortable, but it also is just nice to, you know, it makes other people feel good to feel good. So if you know,
I think everyone manipulates the time. You know,
yeah,
I
but mean, there's just you know immediately when manipulating is bad.
I guess.
No. I mean, manipulation is, I guess it's just assumed that there's a negative vibe with it. Is there a positive way to say manipulate? Persuade? Persuade? Mm,
yeah,
could you say persuade?
Yeah.
Personality mirroring?
No, yeah, maybe.
Well, let's say chick's in a certain kind of mood and you need to accomplish something. You manipulate things.
Wait a minute.
For the good of the situation to get you through it. It's kind of what sounds like what your dad does.
I'm really interested in this response. Go ahead.
Well, I put in my earpiece and I call for backup. And I pull up I feel like for anybody who watches Phineas and Ferb, I feel like Perry the Platypus.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm constantly doing things behind the scenes to make sure that nothing goes wrong and nobody
and
ever
no
finds out.
No one ever finds out.
Yes. That's I am Chick's Perry the Platypus.
Oh, my gosh. That is brilliant.
You make me sound like I'm insane.
No, Perry loves his job.
No, but there's...
You're not insane.
There was one point in my... What did I tell you the other day in the car? Yeah. There's part of me...
You have to be more specific.
No, there's part of me that I would love to go back to the way that I used to feel about everyone in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone.
Completely indifferent.
I could not give a fuck, didn't care, and all I wanted to do was go watch football with my dog. That was it. That's all I wanted to do. And I didn't give a shit what anybody wanted or...
Mm-hmm. But were you happy?
In my own way, I think... Okay. No. Well, see, if you... You
it's
don't,
like, it's
you,
like if you're in prison, you
don't
figure
know.
Out how to, you have a different kind of happy when
you
you're
don't
in
know,
prison.
Yeah, it was prison happy. You don't know you're not happy.
Prison gay, prison happy.
until you're truly happy, you don't know that you're not happy.
No, I think you do.
No, I don't think so.
No. Do you remember when you were happy before? Like what made you happy before you were, when you were unhappy?
Football season made me happy. That was just about it.
Yeah, that's so bizarre still to me.
Yeah.
But that's a real thing. You think like the fan, like Patton Oswalt has, is it called The Fan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was, like, you're not that far, are you?
No, there was a time, but I think it comes with age. I mean, yeah, it's all a perspective now, and I like them to do... Well, you know this. I mean, there were Sundays where it was bad
mm-hmm.
when they would lose. And that was when, mm-hmm. you know. But, no, it doesn't get that way. No, Vibbert, he's the same way with the Patriots, only I think he takes a Patriots loss worse than I take a Redskins loss.
I will kill a motherfucker.
Really?
Yes. excuse me. With two administrations ago, I remember I was at a bar watching a Jets-Patriots game, and the Patriots were playing the worst I've ever seen them. And when I'm out at a bar, if there's a touchdown, I don't celebrate.
Right.
If something's going wrong, I don't say anything. But all of a sudden, I just go, God damn it! Sorry, that was really loud.
No, it's okay.
Never mind. And she just goes, oh my God, I can't believe you would act like that at a sports bar where other people are watching football. And I'm just like, that was how I heard it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, but odds are she might have said it that way.
Are you okay?
That's what she said.
Yeah, she was embarrassed and we're going home. So we left and then I had to stream the game on a laptop. Anyways, so that's how I it would ruin my night and it would ruin like the next couple days. And
it would ruin the people around you's next couple
days. Oh yeah. But then with the last administration, we'd sit in bed and I'd just watch the game and if something happened, I'd shucks.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't say that. But
as she stroked your hair.
Yeah, I was fine with losing, like I don't know. It gets, as you get older, I think it gets, you're like, oh, this is a game. Okay.
Yeah, it's perspective. You go to the doctor 5 or 6 times, you hear stuff about yourself, and then you realize, you know what? Yeah, but they're going to lose. Odds are they're not going to be in the Super Bowl again this year, and that's fine.
Oh, but yeah. But this season, I want us to come back after Brady's suspension, and we're going to put Roger Goodell's head on a spike.
He really will be dead.
I'm out for blood.
You know that had to be a Patriot fan.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow a Patriot fan hacked the NFL account and said that Goodell had died.
Chances are it was a Patriots fan, but I think a lot of people are pretty fed up with Roger Goodell and how he's handled a lot of the situations around the league. Because he has not handled any of them the correct way. Basically, what he's done, he should have done the opposite.
Yeah. So what do you think that means? Like, I always... So, ever since I watched... what is the show that we watch with Kevin Spacey?
House of Cards.
House of Cards. I feel like everything has a House of Cards backstory.
I've always said that.
No, I don't. I didn't. I used to really take everything at face value.
There's a trick to everything. There's a shortcut to everything. Everything has a dirty little secret.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
Follow the money.
Yeah. Follow the money.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too. That's what I can't wrap my head around. Like, so what is he getting paid? You know, it's like in the government. Like, are the big like farm industry paying him for something? Is he get or the leather for the footballs, the leather farmers? What's going on?
The like cow lobby.
There's a kickback somewhere.
Well, no, there is, and tell me if I'm wrong, guys, but it's the owners. He's a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the owners collectively
want. Think for a second that if the owners didn't think it was okay for him to be commissioner.
Absolutely.
He would not be commissioner.
Really?
Oh, yes.
And considering the money collectively all the owners have, he's making, what, $28, $30 million a year, something in that range. That's minimum wage pay to collectively those 32 owners. It's nothing. But he can be their puppet.
It's slave labor. It's actually kind of sad. He should be paid more money, right?
No, in a way.
I'm kidding. No.
I don't...
I get off easy.
I've been an NFL fan since 19... I've been aware...
It's like the president, right? I mean, it's like the president. Like, he's basically the puppet for...
Oh, in a way, yeah.
I don't know.
That's fair.
I've never seen an NFL commissioner attacked and criticized and maligned like I have. I mean, from what, Roselle to Tagliabue... To this guy, I can't.
I would rather say Tagliabue than Goodell.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name, right?
Tagliabue.
He's my boo.
Tagliafubu.
Tagliabue.
You think
Mrs.
Tagliabue calls him Tagliabue?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, boo.
What does he do now?
What does he do now?
I don't know.
Somebody look that up.
Don't care.
I used to get
flyfish.
I used to get, who's Snyder? Snyder's the owner of the Redskins. I used to get him and Goodell mixed up just because Chick talked about both of them with such hate that I just assumed.
They were the same.
Yeah, I just kind of like, oh, well, whatever. Yeah.
That's the one thing Theismann has always told me. You know, I know Joe Theismann. I don't know if
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dan Snyder, he goes, he always tells me to calm down because Dan... The only thing he wants is for Washington to win. That's all he wants. Oh, Paul Tagliabue died.
No, he didn't.
No, I'm kidding.
He's got to be 75.
He's 75.
Plus. Well, there you go.
I wonder.
I wasn't guessing.
His wife is Emily. Emily, let's see. Pet names.
That's not.
Boo Boo. Emily calls him Boo Boo.
That's a lie.
2008, Tagliabue selected to serve a 3-year term as chairman of Georgetown University Board of Directors.
Wow.
Well, that's a cush job. I bet he gets a nice apartment and everything.
And it's probably one meeting a month.
A townhouse in Georgetown?
Oh, yeah, I bet that's nice.
Fuck. He was appointed by current NFL Commissioner Goodell to hear the appeals of the players suspended in the Saints bounty scandal. That's right.
Really?
And Tagliabue affirmed Goodell's findings. Huh.
How convenient.
Wow. On September 4th, 2014, he was named, Tagliabue named, Boo Boo, named to the executive board of DC 2024, a group trying to bring the Summer Olympics to Washington, D.C. in 2024. And it was, I'll remember, as we all remember that Washington, D.C., the 51st state of the United States. memories.
Yes.
I said that the other morning in there, and nobody...
About the states?
Yeah, about D.C., because our new Miss America, our new Miss USA...
District of Columbia.
...is from District of Columbia. She's in the Army.
She is?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said it was nice that our 51st state finally got a Miss USA.
Nothing.
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 And I know they both knew what I was talking about, and they said nothing.
But the District of Columbia is in South America. Why is there... That's what we would have had to sit through if that...
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to talk about birds?
Yeah.
Can we talk about birds?
Well, yes. Well, yes, I do. I do.
We were going to do that last time.
Yeah. Okay.
We promised
a
big
story.
Wait a minute. What is this? What?
Okay. So we were at the studio last week.
Was there a bird in the house? That's a death, right? Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. If a bird comes in and perches itself on your... on
forehead.
No. No, on your bed, on your headboard or your footboard, that means there's going to be death soon.
Oh, come on. What bird has ever come in and sat on a bed?
I have a picture. I have a still picture of a bird on a bedpost.
Where?
In my hallway, where I have all of my pictures.
Where did you get that picture, though?
My cousin Stephanie gave it to me.
Is it your house?
No, it's not at my house. It's just a picture.
Oh, did that house not have screens?
Maybe back in the day they didn't have screens.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we were ranking our birds. Wait a minute.
It's right? Time now for Bird Talk with Jeff Fibber.
So we started ranking our top birds. A lot of birds out there. A lot of birds that belong in the top five but can't.
All right, let me back up. I'm on the air, minding my own business, mm-hmm. sometime between 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern. I get this text. Top three or top four? What'd you say?
Top three.
Top three birds. Go.
Time out. Who's involved? No, but
Jeff sent me this text.
I know Jeff sent it to you, but who's involved with you, Jeff?
Jason and I are in the green room. We get into an argument about the top
It was a bird. Discussion. It was a discussion, but it started from... There was a Deadspin article, and I just more than anything, I like what Deadspin does. They're very succinct, and all it said was birds ranked. That was their whole article.
Okay.
So then Jeff and I started discussing this, and mm-hmm. I believe I said number one, hawk.
Right, and I said number one, falcon.
Mm. I thought you initially said eagle first.
No. Eagle is very overrated.
No, there are only three birds.
Huh?
Eagles, hawks, and falcons. Those are the only three birds you can that enter in this conversation.
But, no. This is a real cardinal is like the strongest, most fierce bird for its size.
Uh-huh.
Really?
I believe that. I have so many cardinals in my yard, and you should see them when they fight. It is very, very loud.
But Chick likes a bird that's of equal size.
I like the blue jay.
Yep.
Because blue jays are assholes.
Are they really?
Blue jays are the assholes in the bird world.
Yeah, they are.
There's another bird that's a bigger asshole than the blue jay. I personally have a favorite bird.
Grackle?
It is the red-winged blackbird. But it's actually orange. It's got a stripe on its wing that's orange.
Are you sure it's an oriole?
No, it's not an oriole. An oriole is orange on its chest, I think. It's not an oriole. It's a black, or it's a red-winged blackbird.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, the red-winged blackbird. Yeah, yeah. They like to hang out in, like, prairie grass Blackbird
singing in the dead of night.
But I always have one. They show up at the oddest places for me. Like I.
Oh yeah, yeah. You mentioned that.
Don't you see a? Don't you see a bird?
Do they? Are they a precursor to something for you?
No, it's after. It's like if I'm feeling like a little, a little. I don't know. It's like a guide for me. I don't know. I don't know. If I see one, I feel like, oh, all right, it's going to be okay.
Okay. Here is the sound of a peregrine falcon.
No.
So we're going on falcon call. And after hearing the sound, here it is. Wait for it. It's about to swoop in.
He's still going?
It's checking for a mate right now. Calling
that's
her over.
Sexy.
This is pretty sexy.
That's hey babe, book. What's up? Is that it?
Hang on. That's a duck, I think. I think that's a duck. Okay, that's not. Oh, here it is. Cry of a falcon. Let's see what this. Here it is.
Is that Julio Jones crying? Oh, never mind.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, with music. With music, really?
I thought you were getting a phone call.
Wait a minute. What the hell is this?
I don't know.
The falcon is perched on its perch.
It's time now for bird talk.
Is he hurt?
Next.
I can't find the video that we had. This music is scaring me. I can't get out of it. Okay. So
I think the eagle was the best sound
had. The eagle was very.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Is that an eagle?
I thought that was Jeff playing it.
No, that was me.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It's amazing. Are you finding an eagle?
It's a gift.
No, so what I've got is that I was going to tell you, you guys said Blue Jays are assholes, but they're not. The biggest asshole is actually the cowbird. Do you know about the cowbird?
Well, he's a giant
the female,
bird.
No, he's not a giant bird. He's not a giant bird. Okay. They're parasites in the bird community, okay? Because the female cowbird quietly searches for female birds of other species that are actively laying eggs. Once she's found a suitable host, the cowbird will sneak into the resident bird's nest and lay her eggs in that other bird's nest, and then takes off. She's deadbeat mom. She drops her eggs and then leaves there. But then she like chills in another tree to make sure that that stepmom is taking care of her birds. And sometimes the birds keep them, and sometimes they push their asses right out the nest. They die.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to say what when you talk about birds, what kind of people would be the equivalent? So the cowbird is. Deadbeat mom,
because the mom is the one who, and apparently deadbeat dad too, because he's not going.
Well, yeah, he's
not going
to
court. Yeah, he's not going to court trying to get these babies back.
So now, no matter whatever happens with the mom cowbird, whether they keep the babies or not, she doesn't care. She just keeps an eye on it, and that's whatever happens.
I have the brown-headed cowbird song. Hopefully, this goes better than the damn falcon.
Yeah, let's hope.
This is the brown-headed cowbird song.
Song, yes.
It's amazing.
It's buffering.
It's very peaceful.
It's very beautiful.
That's very high.
Yeah, that's a really high pitch.
They lure you in. Like
I heard nothing.
No, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah, he doesn't hear the high pitch of anything.
All I heard was the brook. I didn't hear any sound of a bird.
You fell asleep for a second listening to that brook, didn't you?
It was weird.
Yeah. I love what. Do you guys have white noise machines?
We used to have a fan on.
Yeah,
upstairs.
we have a fan on.
Box
too.
Fan, baby.
Yeah, but I did a white noise thing recently for Addie because it was the middle of the day and there were lawnmowers and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And so I tried to find something and she woke up and she goes, "What is that?" Like it was not it was not peaceful to her at all. I think she'd have rather heard the mower.
All right, so here's Deadspin's top. Eagles, number one.
Eagle gotta be number one.
The band?
America's bird.
Yeah.
Such a bird, so majestic. You drop whatever you're doing when you spot an eagle.
But I still say whoever came up with the cartoon that is the bald eagle with a comb over is one of the funniest things
loves that.
I've ever seen.
All right, number two, non-barn owls.
Owls. I didn't even
ridiculously
think owls.
Expressive faces. They really have interesting
Have
faces.
You heard the murder mystery? Where this couple.
Is this a Boxcar Kid thing?
No, this is actually, I heard it on some podcast, like murder podcast or murder mystery podcast or something. It's a true story. Mm-hmm. I don't know where. Let's say California. There's this couple in a hot tub.
Yeah, sure. Go.
There's a couple in the hot tub, and she goes,
I'm titties in the hot tub.
So she goes, I've got to go upstairs and take a nice hot shower and meet me in the bedroom or whatever. So he goes, okay. So she gets out of the hot tub, goes upstairs. He fixes, you know, gets everything squared away with the hot tub, turns everything off, starts to go upstairs. Uh-huh. And as soon as he enters the living room, he sees the front doors open. And there's blood everywhere. And he goes to the top of the stairs, and she's laying at the top of the stairs dead. So naturally, he calls the cops, and, you know, who are they going to suspect?
Him.
So come to find out, what happened was when she left the hot tub, she went into the house and got some trash, took it out to the curb, and put it in the dumpster. An owl came by and almost took the top of her head off. She stumbles into the house, bleeding, tries to make it upstairs to wash her, and didn't think it was, and her brain was exposed, and she died. And I could have some or all of that story wrong.
You guys, I can't wait until we find but what the real story is.
It's mostly
and
correct.
We retell it.
Owl just moved to number one.
But that, I don't know if I've heard his version of the story or actually heard it, because that sounds accurate.
Owls.
I want to know what kind of hairdo she had that made it look like a rodent was sitting.
Yeah,
on top
I want to. That's the thing. I think the owl meant to kill her.
He was out for?
I think so.
You think the husband hired the owl? Is that what you're saying?
No, the husband didn't have anything to... They were very much in love. Didn't I tell you that part? I'm going to say, how many people a year are killed by owls? What do you guys think?
Seven.
Two.
Do you think the husband trained the owl? And he's like, good job.
Yeah.
So are you killed by an owl if you hit an owl and it comes through your windshield? Does that count? Does that mean an owl?
No, that's an accident.
That's an accident.
Yeah. I will say this. I was running through the woods one time on a trail run, and I had a winter hat on, and an owl, it was nesting season, and an owl swooped down and snatched my hat off my head.
I would have been scared to death.
It was. Yeah. I didn't know what happened because it was just, my hat was gone. It was crazy. It was insane. So,
okay,
an owl is capable of that.
Vibbert, what does that headline say?
Top 10 birds most likely to kill you.
Here we go. Number 10, red-tailed hawk.
Oh,
number
nine,
gotta
be higher.
Number 9, snow owl.
I want to know what's their motive? What's their...
Number 8, lammer. I've never heard of that bird. Number 7, barred owl. Not barn owl. B-A-R-E-D owl.
Ooh.
Number 6, a great northern loon. Well, because they're crazy, of course. Number 5, the mute swan.
Because you can't hear them coming.
Number 4, European herring gull. Number 3, Australian magpie. Number 2, African ostrich.
Oh, yeah. I bet if you piss off an ostrich.
Number one.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Number one bird most likely to kill you.
Right.
Larry Bird.
No, it's the southern cassowary. I don't know what the fuck that
is.
Well,
that was great.
Okay.
It's not owl at all. But it is. I'm telling you. Okay. Wait a minute.
Hey, we met on Deadspin's list, number 3, the best birds. Wait, you look like you got
the killer owls of Durham County. The first attack occurred in the winter 3 years ago, and the second attack 4 days ago. This is back in 2009. First attack was on the wife who was walking with her husband, two dogs. 7:30 p.m. across the golf course, a bird circled overhead, swooped 3 times, stalked the intruders for several hundred meters. Look at that.
That is scary looking.
Look at that fucking owl, huh?
Yeah.
I'm telling you this. What I told you was, I'm going to say 80 to 85% correct.
I want to know where the hot tub came in.
Well, that's to set up that they were.
Yeah, there's a lot of attention to the hot tub in that story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was separate than what he was doing.
Right.
That was the key.
I don't know. That looks like some Harry Potter shit right there. That freaks me out.
Yeah.
Giant owl caught after attacking over 50 people in a Dutch town.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, this is real.
Mm.
Okay, number three on Deadspin's list, kind of a pair, if you will, crows and ravens. Mm. The smartest bird, they say.
What?
Yes. A raven can...
Crows are very smart.
Are they really?
There's a whole PBS special on how smart they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they the ones that can talk?
No, they can't talk.
They can crows can talk.
They can figure things out. Like, they, not just one level. They can figure out multiple. Can they
sign? American crow.
Can
yeah.
they? Can they sign? Oh, my God. Crows can sign?
They can pick a lock. One time I came home. I was working in a comedy club. And I came home at like 2 in the morning.
And there was a crow picking your
lock. There's a crow picking my lock. That's why they call them crowbars.
Oh, see, that's okay.
But I get out of my car.
Right.
And there are no leaves on the trees. And I look up. I'm like, okay, the trees are full. And I was like, wait a second. All of a sudden, I'm like, the trees were filled with thousands and thousands of crows. It was the scariest thing.
Have you ever seen the movie Birds?
I have not.
It's probably one of the scariest movies.
Yeah. Great movie.
Scary.
I'm sure Hitchcock saw that scene and then wrote the movie because it was terrifying. I ran home.
Mm-mm. No, I don't. There's birds that live in the trees along the field line, and if you get the mower too close, they start like just dive bombing the mower. Like you just
wow,
and it's yeah, and so then I have to go back and mow because I was inconsistent, wasn't paying attention to my lines, and then it's
didn't Morty perfect. See an owl one time and you didn't believe him?
He had an owl that there was an owl's nest just outside his bedroom window, and he would come and he would be like, "There's an owl," and I was like, "There's not an owl. I promise, there's not an owl." And he was like, "Yes, there is. No, there's not." Well, and then one morning really early, I took the dog out when it was still dark outside. And this owl was like face to face, like on a branch that had hung low. And it was like, who? And I was like, oh, shit.
Who?
I felt bad. But we also, we did some relocating in the crawl space of our house. And so there was a part of the crawl space where there's a little opening that we hadn't patched yet during construction. And I was getting ice out of the ice machine in the refrigerator, and I hear this really low, and I was like, oh my, and I looked at my brother and I was like, there is an owl trapped under our house. And he was like, no, there's not. I was like, come here. And so both of us, like our ears to the floor in the kitchen, down, you know, laying on our bellies, trying to listen. And he kept listening. And then my brother opened the freezer, and it was the noise that the ice machine made while it was like while the water was coming in. But I swear to this day, it still sounds like an owl.
So every time you hear it, even now,
I still think it.
And you need when you think of an owl, you need an ice cold drink.
Mm-hmm. Number four, pelicans.
Mm.
I don't like pelicans.
Who really would?
You know who's scared to death of pelicans?
My friend Derek.
Derek Schultz is scared.
Was he attacked as a child?
I don't know about that part.
I just
part,
think the nastiness of him really creeps him out.
That the original mascot for the New Orleans the
that
NBA.
That is scary looking.
Terrifying.
The New Orleans Pelicans, that thing is hilarious. I mean, who said yes? Yes, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Green light that outfit.
When I had the baby at the beach this spring, he was bound and determined to catch a bird, like the seagulls. He was going to catch a seagull if it killed him. And and he had no fear, none at all. Just ready to just pounce.
Right.
Yeah. Like was holding food up in the air, waiting for him to come. The whole thing.
They could have snatched him away.
They probably could have.
What was he going to do when he caught it?
That would have been the fun part.
He doesn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Living in the now.
One thought at a time.
Okay, number five, albatross.
Mm.
I don't really even know what an albatross is.
I don't either,
is.
But it has the largest wingspan of any bird.
Oh, that's scary.
And it can go 500 miles in a day over open ocean without flapping its wings. It just can glide.
What? Well,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's like coasting, man. You got your feet up.
That's
don't
amazing.
Give a damn.
An albatross looks like a seagull.
Don't you mean seagull?
What am I saying?
Seagull?
Seagull. No, they're like, they've got a soccer pattern on them. That's what they are.
I thought the California condor had the longest wingspan. Maybe that's North American birds. I get my North American birds and international birds mixed up sometimes.
How did this end up being a bird talk? Where are we? How many more birds do we have?
No, we can stop now. Hawks and falcons are next, and then parrots.
Ugh,
then
parrots.
Emus and ostrich. Condors, mm-hmm. Cardinals, Blue Jays, Orioles, and then hummingbirds.
They're vicious.
I didn't go through all this. This is a really long list.
I have a hummingbird nest in the ivy next to my front door, and that bird will fly by when you open the door, scare the shit out of it. Oh, yeah.
It's like a big bee, though, right?
It is like a big bee. Yeah, they're really, really loud.
I put hummingbird formula, whatever you want to call it, in a hummingbird feeder.
Nectar?
Outside.
Like it's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Nectar? I don't
know. Yeah, nectar. Yeah. And an autograph hummingbird, a Jimmy Houston hummingbird catcher, whatever. He's a fisherman, though, isn't he?
I don't know. Jimmy, who's Jimmy Houston?
Jimmy Houston, he's a competitive fisherman.
Jimmy Houston!
Yeah.
The number one hummingbird enthusiast in North America.
Anyway, the feeder I got was, I put it out there 2.5 years ago. No, not one hummingbird, ever.
I think
it's red and everything.
Yeah, you get you have to put them at a certain height.
And everybody says you got to wait. Well, I've waited. Okay.
There's a specific you have to. I always thought that the station would be a good place to put some stuff. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, it's basically a park.
Yeah, it is. It's like a park. The most unfun park you've ever been to.
It's on an Indian burial ground, though. You guys know that, right?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. They don't do that close to the river.
It's pretty bad. Is that true?
They don't. Yeah. Why would they bury things that close to the river? They
just
eventually would
take it
away.
If it was an Indian burial ground, there'd be bodies floating there every spring.
You remove the headstones, but not the graves?
Poltergeist, right? Yeah.
I don't remember that.
They dig the pool and they fall in the pool when it's raining really hard and the skeletons. Man, that's a badass movie.
Terrified me.
I don't remember.
Everybody except Joe Beth Williams and Craig T. Nelson are dead from that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The little girl
died.
The older sister was murdered.
Uh huh. It was really strange.
That little squirrely lady.
Yeah.
But she lived the longest.
Clean. Yeah, she's.
Well, I couldn't see a condor. A fuzzy snow TV forever without being
I've said that before. I'll say it again.
I didn't see The Ring.
Oh, because The Ring is the same, I guess, the same.
Yep. I've said The Ring's DVD menu scared me to death.
I was very scared. Van Gundy was doing some... whatever he does.
Jeff Van Gundy, the coach?
Yeah. He was doing some stuff, and whenever I see him...
I know exactly what she's talking about. I'm going to wait and see how long it takes for you two to catch on.
So have you guys seen the movie Ghost?
No.
No? You've never seen the movie Ghost?
It's been a while. I know the premise. 25 years ago.
There's a scene, and there's an actor, and I can't remember the actor's name, but he looks exactly like Jeff Van Gundy, and he goes, "Get off my train!
Get off my train!"
And every time I see Jeff Van Gundy, I say that. And so I said that last night, and Max was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "It's from the movie Ghost." And he was like, "Ooh, should I watch that?" And I was like, no.
Are you into pottery?
Yeah.
The only problem with Ghost is the...
Whoopi Goldberg?
No,
doesn't that look like Jeff Van Gundy?
I thought that was Jeff Van Gundy.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
It's a little close.
You are out
of your mind. He doesn't have
that
crazy hair.
Well, the face.
A little bit of the face.
You know, and you guys are going to go, that didn't happen. Like, what did I start? What? Oh, the owl attack. The lady who got attacked by the owl and the husband got accused of. This guy, during the filming of this scene, a ghost had a heart attack.
No, he didn't.
And died?
No, he's still alive. Okay. I think he might be dead now, but he didn't die from the heart attack. No.
He's not dead yet.
But when someone dies,
Vincent Schiavelli.
Schiavelli,
is the guy's name.
That's it. Schiavelli.
He's been on He was in.
Was he in a Seinfeld episode?
No, he might have been, but he was in some movie. He plays a teacher.
Stephen Wright, Jeff Van Gundy.
He comes in.
I'll give you that, Stephen Wright. Yeah,
he comes in and he goes. You'll have to forgive me. I just got off caffeine. I'm on Sanka this morning. And it's like Ferris Bueller he plays a teacher in one of those movies.
It's not Ferris Bueller.
No, it's not Ferris Bueller, but it's...
That's what's his name.
It's a high school... Ben Stein's Bueller.
Ben Stein. I can't even... He's a machine. I can't get it out.
He knows. What's the name of that movie? It might be 3 o'clock high. Maybe,
Vincent,
I don't know.
Vincent, what?
Schiavelli, S-C-H-I-A-V-E-L-L-I, I think. Let's look up the movies he's been in.
Get off my train.
He's been in a ton of movies. It was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He
was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's right. No, he takes everybody to the morgue, and they show him a dead body, and Sean Penn and Spicoli goes, awesome! They show him the dead body. That's right.
Yeah,
he's in Fast Times.
He's done a lot. He's done many, many things. Many, many things.
He was Cagney in Cagney and Lacey.
What?
Is that not right?
You guys want to rank the least dangerous birds?
I'll get you and your little dog, too.
That terrified me.
I don't like people. Do you have people who have birds? Do you guys know
Hang
people?
On, hold on. Oh, yeah. Hold on to your bird thought. Guess who Vincent Schiavelli was married to?
Lori Schiavelli.
You know, it's almost to the point that I can't have a conversation with you. You know that.
Well, these are my favorite conversations.
Did you watch, you ever watch Moonlighting?
Yes. She was married to the receptionist.
He was married to the receptionist.
Oh, Elise, she was great.
Elise Beasley. Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Elise Beasley.
Yeah. Remember she
they're not married anymore?
She talked in rhyme. Well, I think he passed away.
He's dead.
Oh, he died?
He died in 05 of age of 57. Jeez, ooh. That's lung cancer. Oh, well, that's sad. At least it wasn't an owl attack though. Oh. That was That would be nice.
We were talking about topical things earlier, and
not birds.
Not birds. Today, I guess, was it this morning, last night? Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
He was a year younger than me.
That's nuts.
42.
Mm-hmm. Something tells me Kimbo Slice lived a harder life than you.
Yes.
Have you
fair.
Ever seen the videos of Kimbo Slice punching people?
Mm-mm.
There's like
you probably don't want to see them.
No,
I would probably get.
They're
upset,
like these, you know, guys standing around. They're getting punched by these people, and these guys want to be punched because they think they can take a punch, and everybody's punching them. And this one guy gets punched by Kimbo Slice, whose real name is like Keith Ferguson or something. That's true.
Ferguson.
And Kim Slice punches this guy, and he almost dies.
Did Kimbo die? It's an undisclosed.
I heard heart attack this morning, but then I don't know.
From substance?
But I know somebody else who had died of official cause of death was
a heart attack.
Heart attack at 43, but it was, you know, brought on by cocaine, so who knows? But I don't know.
Have you guys ever taken a punch?
Mm-mm. Yep.
You have?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't.
Like on the basketball court accidentally?
Sure. No, but I mean like you saw the fist.
Best punch recent was that baseball player who blocked that dude. Knocked his glasses.
Jose
right
Bautista
off.
Is who got hit. I don't know who the other.
Yeah, Bautista got
shortstop.
Hit. Right. I still say Bautista and the bat flip was the best thing to happen to Major League Baseball in 50 years.
Joey Bats, yeah.
That was the best thing I've ever. Anyway. I don't think I've ever been punched.
Like closed fist punch.
No. The only time I've ever been hit was at any time during football. I don't think I've ever been.
You've never been in a physical altercation outside of football?
Mm-mm.
Never?
Not with a guy.
Oh.
Well, we're not talking slap fights, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff, you've been in plenty of slap fights.
Okay. Yeah.
You and Spangle slap fight all the time.
Yeah.
How about somebody grabbing your arm so hard that they leave bruises? Is that... No?
No.
Okay.
I've had that during sexual encounters.
I've swung at lots of people. I've never connected.
Do you bite your lip?
No.
When you get mad?
No.
Bite your bottom lip?
Yeah.
I bite my bottom lip all the time. I've swung. I've swung and not connected.
I put a hole in a wall.
Yeah.
Of a cheap Cardinal apartment complex building, though.
Oh, so there was.
And I lucked out, didn't hit a 2x4.
Break your arm or hand. Yeah. How'd your fight go down, Jeffy?
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is what I was dancing around.
You don't want to tell it?
I'll tell it.
Okay.
So I pull into a gas station.
You motherfucker. Oh, sorry.
I pull into a gas station, and there's a guy, pump one, tries to peel out, almost T-bones me. So, like, I slam on my brakes, and I just throw my hands up and go, what are you doing? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then he gives me the finger, so I give him the finger right back, pull into my pump, and I'm like, all right, well, that was over. Gets out of his car, comes up, sucker punches me in, like, the side of my face.
What?
And I go...
While you're standing?
And I go, what are you... it wasn't that hard. I look at him, I go, what are you doing?
Oh, my God!
And I was like, I'm 17. That was the first thing I said. Yeah. This is a grown man. And then his wife is like, you're gonna get it! And I was like... And then he gets in his car.
She's egging him on?
Yeah. He gets in his car, drives off. I go up to the guy behind the counter. I was like, I just got punched in the face by some dude at pump one. And he's like, okay. And I was like, no, really? He's like, oh, seriously? He's like, gets on the phone, calls the cops. And since I'm 17, they made me call my parents. My mom didn't give a shit. She's like, eh, probably deserved it. Like,
eh. Karen's working on some shrimp.
Yeah. But, apparently my dad like went there like the next morning or something and like talked to him. He's like, yeah, that guy comes in a lot. This is like a week later. He's like, that guy comes in a lot. Haven't seen him since. Like, the cops put in a report. They said there was footage, but it was too grainy to see. Mm. I was like, I kind of want to see it. Like, I got hit hard. Like, it hurt, because I remember going to cross-country practice the next day. I didn't tell anyone, because I was afraid I was going to get in trouble. I didn't do anything, but we had morning practice in the pool, and I remember diving in headfirst to the pool, and the water hitting my jaw was the most painful thing.
Oh, my gosh.
It hurt.
That's no.
Okay, yeah. So now let's say you leave here and that exact same thing happens today.
I will.
What goes down?
Mm-hmm. See, I'm skinny, but I will fight. I will beat a motherfucker up. Like, I was a tiny cross-country runner. And I had never seen a weight room.
Plus, he's strapped now.
And he's got 8 years worth of rage wrapped up in there. He's just waiting for somebody. He's just waiting for somebody.
I just circle that parking lot waiting for that guy to show up. Test me. Test me.
I think I would have hit somebody one time that I didn't know. You know, not that I would hit people that I would know, because I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I was riding my bike. And
ching ching.
And I was in it was a two-lane road, but there was a third lane that became a right turn lane. So I got in that to get out of the way. And these kids zoomed in this old Ford Taurus. I'll never forget the look of it. And they turned right directly in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't see it happening, because I thought they were going straight. And I'm obviously kind of going straight too. But they turned right in front of me. And I swerved. I didn't lose it, but I almost did. So I chased them down. I saw the neighborhood they went in. I went in the neighborhood, didn't see their car. I went on my bike ride. On the way back, I came through that neighborhood, and I saw the house where the car was. And took everything I had not to go up to the house. I'd calmed down by then. But I still wanted to go to the parents. I think I had probably talked myself out of it, because I'm like, the parents are probably dickheads anyway. If that's the kids they're raising anyhow, exactly. And they're not going to do anything, and they're probably going to blame me. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think I would have. In the moment, if something would have happened, I think I would have lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Jess had a front row seat in the maddest I've ever been.
Oh, yeah. Chick almost killed somebody in the lobby at the station.
Oh, goodness. Yes. I remember seeing the video footage of that.
I would love to see that.
That's
got to
be, that has to be.
How did that not end up in the Christmas video?
One of mine.
Well, they didn't do Christmas videos.
I'm going to say
the top. The fun had stopped at
the
that
top
point.
Three most embarrassing moments of my life.
Mm-hmm. It turns out, like, actually, you weren't in the wrong, because that guy turned out to be. Like a scam artist.
Yeah, but what happened was I was pulling out of the station one day, and I didn't look, and I just pulled out in front of some guy.
You were backing out.
I was backing out.
So it's that tough thing where you can't quite see who's coming.
Right. So I back out, and this guy almost hits me, and then
you know, doesn't make a really big deal out of it, but like honks his horn, what the fuck's your problem, you know? So I go, yeah, so I, the bad part was I left and started heading home, and the farther away I got, the madder I got. So I pulled a U-turn, went back. He was in the lobby picking up a prize. I went, I said, oh, who the fuck do you think you are? And it was just...
Did you actually get out onto Fall Creek?
Yeah.
Okay, no, so I was almost, on the road. Because we have a really long driveway where you could have turned around.
I was almost
on the road.
I want to say I was almost to Shadeland.
Wow. Okay. That's
and
about
a mile. I might have turned around in the park there.
The Pickle Park.
Yeah. And then came back.
Okay.
Went in the lobby and... Yeah.
So do you recall your first words when you came back in the lobby, and obviously he's in there?
I wanted him to come outside with me. That's what I asked.
That's what you said? You want to come outside?
In a very loud way.
And that was at a time, we don't have receptionists up front now.
No, Jess was on the phone then. She was the one on the phone.
She was up front?
She was answering the phone.
I guess I didn't realize. Okay, so then she
called,
sensing an issue, called Dean, right?
Knowing the look on my face and what was going to happen.
So were you, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, were you perhaps showing off kind of, you know,
your alpha
in front of Jess at the time? Do you feel that might have been a little bit of it?
It might have been a little bit of it, but at that I wasn't divorced yet, and it was
right.
It was a really bad time.
Gotcha.
All the way around.
Gotcha.
You know,
he just happened to get in the way.
Yeah.
On the wrong day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you guys are talking, possibly gaining a few decibels.
How big is this other guy?
Yeah.
Oh, a scrawny little guy.
Yeah. Scrawny.
Scrawny.
Nice. Scrawny.
Yeah. Bald head. Evidently, he had some sort of or he said that he was undergoing chemo at the time or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's
this took a turn.
No, but evidently he wasn't, or he was just saying this, I guess.
I thought you're
that's so weird.
No, it's just it's just weird. But I've never been in a No, I don't think so.
So let's go a little farther. So Dean comes out and tries to calm you both down.
No. He just looked at me and said, "Chick, go get in your car. Go home."
Okay.
And I did.
Okay. Yeah.
No, and I did.
So now we heard about this after the fact. I'm sure Jess might have told us. So then we went to see the video, and the video isn't that great because it only takes a screenshot every like whole second.
Right.
And that's not much, you know. A movie is 24 frames a second. You're getting one frame every second. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's this, you know, these movements, these stark
stop
little,
action,
these little
kinda
stark little movements.
I didn't know there was a movie, any movie at all about it.
Some arms up, that kind of thing.
Did you take your shirt off during the fight?
Oh, God.
Establish dominance?
I wish I'd have known that.
I
should have, yeah.
I could see you doing that and the other person kind of freaking out, Jeff.
Oh, I'm like a spider monkey. That's the only way you can
jump right. That part in Ace Ventura where who's that actor who plays the little pygmy guy, the last act of physical strength that Ace has to.
Yeah,
they think it's the really big guy, and they turn around, and it's this little squirrely guy. Is it Jamie? Is it Jamie Foxx? No,
no.
It's I think he used to be on Mad TV too. I forget his name.
Yeah,
but he's just this little one of those guys.
Yeah, and then what does he do? Does he just kind of look at him and?
No, he bites him. And
oh, he bites him.
Remember, he throws the spear into his leg and. There he goes. No, that's in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, that's
That's
Dumb and Dumber.
That's like the chef in Dumb and Dumber. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's the scene. The
Ventura. They throw a spear and he goes and they throw a spear in the other leg. You know.
When's the last time you watched that?
Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Any of them?
Yeah.
Oh,
the first.
It's
one.
Been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I like the second one just as better, just as good.
Not Dumb and Dumber 2.
Haven't seen it. Yeah, I refuse to see it.
It was pretty lame. I really had high hopes because the first one's such a classic.
I expect it to be so bad. I don't want to ruin the first one. I expect it to be so bad it'll take away from the first one.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
Hey, you chick, last time you were
I'm looking up Ace Ventura. Little Native and Ace Ventura. What the heck?
I hope it
didn't just pop up. Should I call him a native? Is that wrong?
I hope that's totally correct. Yeah, it's fine.
What do you think it is?
Oh, I have no idea.
Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Nope, that's not it. That's not him. I don't know. It doesn't say. Steve Oakert's the director. Did you know that? Oh, well. They got it. I don't have it.
Do you have it?
Mm-mm. I don't have a phone.
What happened to
your phone? I threw my phone away once the bird sounds didn't go well. I got discouraged and I gave up.
The bird sounds went, although my eagle.
I think we
probably
should,
the best.
I think we should have just made the sounds ourselves.
That was probably the best.
What, is a pterodactyl? Pterodactyl a bird?
Yes, but it doesn't exist anymore.
Don't they say some birds still are descendants of pterodactyls? Some of the big ones?
No, some dinosaurs and birds are linked, right?
Okay, I think so.
A chicken is a descendant, or a T-Rex. Chicken is a descendant of a T-Rex.
That's not true.
Same DNA.
You're stupid.
Did you know humans and bananas share like 55% of the same DNA? Like, I'd expect...
You're so full.
No, seriously. Like, there's a chance you could get a girl pregnant and like a banana could come out. That's a lie. That's a lie. But we do share like 55% of the same DNA.
Yeah, but what does that mean, though? I mean, can you see
Tommy,
that for a lot of things?
Tommy Davidson.
Oh, yeah, Tommy. Yeah,
Tommy Davidson.
He's been in the studio.
The Tiny Warrior. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I can't believe I couldn't remember his name.
But, yeah, the same goes with...
Wait a minute. So you were banging a girl and they could give birth to a banana.
Yeah. You could be in there and a banana could just come out.
I don't think that has anything to do with DNA.
Because we share a lot of DNA with fruit flies as well.
Well, I think we've neared the end of our little experiment.
This is quite an experiment.
Podcast, I don't know. What about you guys? Is that it? Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. I'm Chick. That's Jeff. That's Jason. That's Jess. Tell your friends. Big stuff coming for the podcast here very soon. One way or the fucking other.
One more eagle scream.
Oh,
that was nice. I could hear it.
Gotta do it again for Jeff. He didn't have his headphones on.